Well, we wish Ratch was here. Ratch under the weather tonight. Hopefully he'll be back next week. And we wish Tom a speedy recovery. We're at Lumen, and it's week one. The high school football playoffs. The Titans are the defending state champions in Division 6. And I don't think anybody will be surprised if they get back there and do it again. But you have to do it on the field. They have the Orioles of Quincy in town tonight. Obviously, doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out. Lumen Christi, an enormous favorite in this game. Quincy comes in with a record of 5-0. They got off to a great start this season. They beat Parchment, in fact, shut out Parchment on opening night. Then won at Jonesville and beat Bronson, who's frankly not very good, but they got hammered by Union City, lost a heartbreaker to Reading, beat Homer, beat up on Concord pretty good, lost to Springport 40-27, and last week in the crossover game, they were beaten by Grass Lake 24-14. Titans, of course, at 7-1, no game. They had a bye week last week, so they should be well rested for their playoff run, which starts here tonight. Now, our other game on K105.3, it's Michigan Center Hillsdale. They're getting ready to start that one in just a few minutes. The winner of our game here tonight will play the winner of that game. If it's Lumen, which we suspect, Michigan Center, if they can win tonight, they'll be over here likely next Friday night in a round two matchup. And the other games in the area tonight include Western in Division III. They're at Hazlett. If Western can pull off a win tonight, they would play the winner of Tecumseh and East Lansing. Chelsea in Division 4 is hosting Milan. The other Division 6 matchups tonight, Blissfield at Napoleon. Ecorse is playing out at Columbia Central. The winners of those two games will play next week. Springport at Saugatuck. Homer at Cassopolis. Union City in Reading. That should be a dandy. They're playing in Reading tonight in Division 7. So we're rolling quickly toward the opening kickoff tonight here on 970, 101.5 FM. We also have the World Series tonight, Game 3. You can catch that, 101.9 FM. Three break, and we're back as we roll to the kickoff. Lumen Christi Quincy, and that's just minutes away here on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries, and because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get the 2018 Ford Fusion SE, stock number 49883. Easy plan lease, $237 a month for 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 2nd, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and Orthopedic Rehab Specialist wants to help improve the lives of our Jackson residents by offering a Refer a Friend campaign. With direct access, you can visit one of our six ORS locations 10 times over 21 days with or without a doctor's referral to see if physical therapy is right for you and your friend. Choose physical therapy first and share the healing. Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Visit orsmi.com for details.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen marching band with the national anthem, and we're lining up for tonight's opening kickoff here on WKHM. Titans decked out in their dark green, gold pants, gold helmets. Orioles have the white jerseys, the orange pants, orange helmets. Numbers, I think you can almost read for a change. So those shouldn't be issues tonight. And actually, you know, the weather was awful this afternoon, but it has turned out to be a pretty nice night here. We had a little red sky here about 20 minutes ago, and we have no rain. It is cool. It's about 40 degrees here at the James C. Crowley Memorial Field as we get set for the tournament football run. Here on WKHM, and also tonight, K105.3 with the Michigan Center Hillsdale Tilt. A lot of great sponsors tonight, including Billy White Roofing, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Denny's Restaurant, Jackson YMCA, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shop, Wilby Transit Mix, part of our group here.
Lumen Christi won the toss. They deferred. They will be kicking off to start the game.
Titans won the toss, and they will kick to the Orioles as we get set to go here. We'll try to get you some scores here tonight. Some of the games on the out-of-town scoreboard, which just shut off on me here. Cameron White will kick off for Lumen Christi. Quincy at 5-4. They're hoping to pull the upset of the decade, of the century. The kick bounces into the end zone by Cam White, so it will be Quincy at the 20-yard line. With a first and 10, they have a junior at quarterback, Caleb McCavitt. Their two halfbacks are Ryan Gibson, Bryce Rule, and their fullback is Brandon Harrison. Big William Dunn, the lanky sophomore, one of the wideouts with Lou Richardson. Full boat in the backfield. And McCavitt Third back through. Pops into the secondary. 30. Cut back. 35. Still on his feet. 40. 41-yard line. 21 yards. First run for Quincy. How about, and we have a Titan player down and injured.
Thomas and Sullivan on the spot.
That might be Luke Stanton. And that does not look good back at the 28-yard line. Bryce Rule got outstanding blocking there. He had two lead running backs, and he was able to slip into the Titans secondary and then really gained about 10 extra yards on his own there as we have an injury timeout on the field. Let's take a quick break. 30 break, and we're right back. Just underway, no score on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Where's the magic? Why? It's at the Collector's Zone. They have everything from memorabilia to trading cards and so much more. Check out the autographed Michigan and Michigan State memorabilia. Comic books? They've got those too. The latest sports cards? Check. Magic the Gathering? You know it. Don't forget protection, display, and storage products for all your collectibles. The Collector's Zone, where there's magic. Located at 1425 Wildwood Avenue. Check them out on the web at www.thecollectorszone.net or call 517-788-8498.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen Christi, still tending to Luke Stanton down near the 30-yard line. And Coach Brogan out there. Looks like a leg issue of some sort. Now he's helped up. That's good news. Stanton has just been outstanding this year for the Titans, too, in the secondary. And he's being carried off by a couple linemen here to the sideline. Boy, what a start here. Quincy runs for 22 yards on first down, and the Titans lose really one of their best defensive players, Luke Stanton. First down for the Orioles. They're at their 42. They gain 22 on the first play, and they fumble. Fumble the snap. Lumen says they have it. Let's see.
Fumble on the play.
Let's see. Officials aren't saying anything.
Recovered.
Nope, it was recovered by Quincy. Wow. You can see the quarterback pulled away from the center, and you don't know if the quarterback pulled early or the center did not have the timing right or the wrong snap count, and that is Steele Gillette, the center. Second and 10. So the quarterback was able to get it back. They run up the middle. The fullback trap all the way to the Lumen 46-yard line. That is Brandon Harrison. That's a fullback trap that is, that's bit Lumen over the years, that play. Remember Battle Creek Penfield for a couple years. Ran that to death on the Titans. Big gain and a first down at the Lumen 47. Second back through, not much there. Quarterback carried out his fake nicely, and one of these times he's going to fake that and put that on his hip and see if he can be contained. That was a 4-yard gain, second down and 6. For Quincy, they have Cabe Christian, Kenny Cox, Steele Gillette, Kevin Hartman, Brandon Kingsbury, their offensive line. Big William Dunn is the wideout at about 6'10". Quarterback back, and he's going to be hit and buried back at midfield. Titan defense. Brogan Sullivan roared through there along with Sam Meisner. Host of Titans in there defensively.
Third down and 12.
And that's a loss of six, third down and 12 for Quincy. Buoyed by a couple first downs here early. Looking at Luke Stanton's knee over here on the sideline. Third and a dozen. McCavitt play action. Back to pass. He's hit. And down he goes. Pass incomplete. He was clobbered by Dayton Keller as he let it go, and that pass went right into the ground. So some early success for Quincy, but not there. That big negative play, that loss of six. And that's not a team that wants to throw the football. And they were forced on third and 12 to throw and not even close. So they'll have to kick to Lumen. Good snap. Terrific kick. Back at the 10-yard line. 15, 20, 25, 30. And 34-yard line. Good return. And we do have a flag, however. Nick Thomas, nice return by Nick Thomas. There's a flag back at the 27. Likely some sort of illegal block. 9:13 to go, first quarter, no score. Lumen about to run. No, we have a personal foul on Lumen.
15 yards or half the distance and the first down.
Those are things you, unnecessary. Got to clean those up. You might get away with that stuff tonight, but you play some better teams down the road. You cannot afford those types of penalties. And that takes it all the way back to the 14-yard line, so that is a 20-yard penalty. Titans with Troy Kucha at quarterback. Sebastian Tolan has ripped off 1,500 yards this year right on the dot. He's 11 per from the 14. Tolan, blast off the right side. Not much there. He got drilled right at the 15-yard line.
Adam Santee with a stop for Quincy.
We'll give Tolan two. Second down and eight for the Titans. Ben Pelletier, Tyler Bolin, Austin Maynard, Keegan Smith, Ian Phillips. Pitch back. Tolan is drilled again. Not much there. 52, Evan Kuhn on the stop. Adam Santee made the stop earlier. Lumen looks at a third and six. From their own 18-yard line. And Kucha gets the play from Herb Rogan. They send Meisner wide left. And Kucha back to throw rolling. They set up that little screen. There goes Tolan. He's at the 20, 25, 30, 35. Cut back, 45-yard line. First down, Titans on that throwback screen. Another flag. They may bring this one back. Wow. Illegal block in the back on Lumen. The flag is at about the 32-yard line. That will nullify the first down. Take the football to the 22, and it'll be third down and about 2 yards.
Third and two for the Titans.
I'm sure Herb Rogan did not want to waste that throwback screen the first series. And they pitched to Tolan. He's loose. 30, 35, 40. Stays on his feet. 50, cut back, 40. He is still going all the way to the Quincy 34-yard line, Sebastian Tolan. Explosive, powerful, and a lot of moves for number three, Sebastian Tolan. They stopped him on those first two carries, but he got outside and he was off to the races. 34-yard line for Lumen. First down. Kucha throws. He's got a man wide open. 16-yard line. Cam White with the grab. Had Kucha led him a little bit. You've got a touchdown. White had to kind of come back, and he sat down to make the catch at the 16-yard line in a first down. Lumen on the play-action pass. Just the 44th pass completion of the year for Troy Kucha. Hands off to Mender. Mender drives down near the 10-yard line. That's a solid gain on first down. 6 yards for Kyle Mender, the bruising Titan fullback linebacker. And the Titans threaten here with 6:55 to go in the first quarter. Kucha gets the play. And there's Tolan, and there's a touchdown, Lumen Christie. It's going to be a long night for Quincy. Sebastian Tolan goes the final 10 yards for the Titan touchdown. And Lumen up 6-0. And they overcame a couple major penalties. Colleen McDonald for the extra point. Snap good. Kick is up there. And did it make it through? It did. 7-0. Lumen Christie. We're back in 1 minute. A 970 WKHM, WKHM.com.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back to Lumen. Titans up 7-0. Cam White's kick into the end zone. So it'll be a first down, Quincy, from the 20-yard line. That full house in the backfield, they slip it off to the fullback, Harrison. And he gets a couple yards and then takes a beating at the 22, and he's knocked back to the 19. But they'll give him forward progress a couple yards. Quincy came out first couple plays, really, really shocked Lumen. They had the big run by Bryce Rule. Then they ran that little fullback trap out of this full house backfield. And their little stocky fullback got loose into the secondary. This is a second down and 8 play from the 22. Almost no splits at all on the offensive line. Back to pass. The quarterback loops it out here, incomplete. No chance there. Intended for John Purvis. Purvis never had a chance. Good coverage out there. Nick Thomas was out there for the Titans with Jared Bolt. And Bolt's out there right now replacing Luke Stanton, who is injured first play of the game. Third down and 8 for Quincy. Yeah, we have some movement. The offensive line, that'll cost Quincy 5, and they go to a 3rd and 13. Boy, the crowd has filled in nicely about 10 minutes before kickoff. Seemed like there were many people around here, but there's a pretty good mob in here tonight watching this opening round playoff tilt pre-district game, the state likes to call it. McCavitt, the quarterback, hands it off, and they get a little some yardage up the middle to the 21 or 2-yard line, but they'll have to kick. That's a pickup of about 6, but that'll bring up a 4th and about 8. Nick Thomas, of course, last year Nick was a safety, made the play of the year down at Schoolcraft. This year he's moved into a linebacking spot, and he has been outstanding in there with Kyle Minder. This kick much shorter than the last one and gets a little reverse spin. Looked like Ratchford's pitching wedge there, and it backed up about 4 yards. And Lumen, 45-yard line, glorious field position here with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. And 7-0 for the Titans. The senior, Troy Kucha. Tolan. Huge hole, 40, 35, 30, cut back, 20, all the way down to about the 17-yard line. Craig Konopak, he could have ran through that hole. My goodness. There was an absolute gaping hole off the left side. They spot at 19-yard line. And Lumen threatening again. Kucha, Tolan, same spot, big hole, 10-5, touchdown, Lumen Christie. 19 yards for Sebastian Tolan. That didn't take long. 13-0 Titans. Tolan just kind of wiggled his way that 19 yards. I don't know if anybody even had a good shot at him. Colleen McDonald on the extra point. Oh, that is very low. Let's say she shanked it. 13-0. We're back in 30 seconds. 970, 101.5 FM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get the 2018 Ford Fusion SE, stock number 49883. Easy plan lease, $237 a month for 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 2nd, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC here at Lumen. Ranch under the weather tonight, Cam White's kickoff. This one is returnable. First two are in the end zone, and a lot of running room on the far side. They get out over the 30-yard line. Boy, I didn't see a green jersey over there. There was a wall of blockers. But the Lumen kick team did recover and knocked him down at the 33-yard line. Gibson. Oh, first down, Quincy. And about the last 3 minutes, they've dug themselves a 13-point hole here. Caleb McCavitt, the quarterback. Two fakes. Gave it off to the fullback and nothing. I don't know if they might have got back to the line of scrimmage. On that triple fake by the quarterback has not kept the ball as of yet, but he will. Probably sooner than later to see if Lumen Christie bites up here. Second 10. And that's the halfback around the outside. Gets a couple yards. 35-36 yard line. John Purvis picks up about 4 yards. Third down and 7 for Lumen Christie.
Third down and 7 for Quincy.
Again, Luke Stanton down here. He's on the training table on the sideline. And that's a shame. He has really been outstanding all season for the Titans. They run a kind of a fake reverse, and it fakes out nobody. They get a couple yards.
Ryan Gibson,
the senior running back, got a couple, but here's another fourth down and 4 or 5 here for Quincy, coached by Rob Evans, and it looks like they'll have to kick it away again. This could get out of hand in a hurry. 2:34 clock running in the first quarter, and a whistle. And a flag. Illegal procedure coming up against the Orioles. John Purvis back to kick. Nick Thomas deep for Lumen with Walker Plate. And now we have a whistle. We have a timeout call for Quincy. A little messy sequence there. Quick break, 30 break, right back on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Okay.
Quincy has a fourth down, about 9. Turns this kick over, it bounces, and that is Walker Plate. 30-35, runs right around a tackler down the sideline. Goodness. And he's out of bounds at the 50-yard line. You talk about a defender freezing.
First down for the Titans.
Plate put a little juke on, and the guy, the Quincy player, just stopped. Statuesque as Plate ran right around him for an extra 15 yards. And Lumen right back in business here at midfield. Play action over the middle. Underthrown. Not a good throw by Troy. And he had Cam White wide open at the 30. That'll bring up a second down and 10. Out of town in our K105-3 game, Michigan Center has scored. And they lead Hillsdale 7-0. Western, Hazlitt are 7-7. Tolan breaks the tackle, and look out! 30, 20, 10, stiff arm, touchdown! Wow. We have a flag, but Tolan stiff arm, Big William Dunn right to the ground. They threw a flag where that stiff arm occurred at the goal line. What a run by Tolan. You got to be kidding. I think it may be against Quincy. Let's see what it is. He may have grabbed the mask. Personal foul, face mask. Quincy, touchdown, Lumen. That was a 50-yard scamper by Sebastian Tolan. 19-0. Still 1:53 to go in the quarter. Colleen McDonald for the extra point. This one is up and good. She got mad that time. 20-0. We're back in 1 minute. On 970 1015 FM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christie. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, Cam White has had four kickoffs, three of them into the end zone, and another one here will put Quincy at the 20-yard line. 1:53 to go in the quarter. It's 20-0. Quincy out with Caleb McCavitt, the quarterback. Gibson, Harrison, Rule in the backfield. I don't think Rule's touched it since that long run. They shift. They run that inside handoff, that little reverse play, and they lost a yard or two.
Ryan Gibson, the ball carrier.
Yeah, the running back. The fullback hands to the slot man coming the other way, Ryan Gibson. I don't know how they gave him the 20-yard line. He was down at about the 18. Second down and 10. And a Lumen Laffer right now, 20-0. Try to get outside. Forget this. Big loss here back 16-yard line. Lumen all over that play. Bryce Rule could not get outside. Just a straight handoff to the halfback.
Third and 12.
And this is melting down quickly here for the Orioles. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Out in the secondary right now. It We'll check that in a second. They try to throw a screen. Look out! Almost caught for a touchdown by Harris. Kamal Harris had a touchdown, and he dropped it. That ball got on him maybe a little quicker than he expected. They tried to set up kind of a flanker screen over here, and that was a debacle.
Thomas and play deep for the Titans.
Quincy to kick. Again, on 4th and 12, and Purvis kicks from about the 8-yard line. Thomas, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, flag. Thomas is all the way down to the 19-yard line. Another flag. Nice return by Thomas as he picked his way down the far sideline from the 50 all the way to the 19, but they'll bring it back again. Another 15-yard penalty on Lumen. And that'll take it back to exactly midfield. And the Titans have a first down from the 50. They just scored from the 50 about a minute and a half ago. Kucha. Back to pass. Straight drop. Pass time. Throws caught. Great catch by Dayton Keller. Kucha threw that behind Keller, who made a great grab down inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. That ends the quarter mercifully for Quincy. It's 20-0, and Lumen knocking on the door here. When we come back, 1 minute timeout, Lumen 20, Quincy nothing. WKHM, WKHM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays. Ho, ho, ho! Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's Kucha back to pass, rolling, looking, throwing, caught. That'll be another first down to the 16-yard line. I think that was that Keller? Minder, Kyle Minder on the catch there. And first down for the Titans. They're already up 20-0. Fake to Tolan. Throws, touchdown. Dayton Keller wide open for the touchdown. Nobody's covering him. That was a play action fake. Just a quick two-step drop. Keller with nobody near him. That's like picking cherries there, and it's 26-0. Colleen McDonald for the extra point. And she punches that through. 27-0. Out of town scoreboard, end of the first, Napoleon and Blissfield are scoreless. Columbia leads Ecor 7-0. Harper Creek, Coldwater tied 7-7. Rockford annihilating Grand Ledge 20-0 after the first quarter. On the out-of-town board, Michigan Center leading 7-0 against Hillsdale. As some scores trickle in here. This is 27-0. We're just underway in the second quarter. Cam White, low kick here. Kind of a ground ball. And picked up by Quincy, and regretting the fact that they picked it up. Bryce Rule got just clobbered inside the 15-yard line. Very effective kick by Cam White. They put it at the 13-yard line. First down for Quincy. They try to run it outside. No way. No way. Lumen all over. Sam Meisner came up. Harris did a nice job to turn the play in. Meisner and company on the stop. Loss of two. Second down, 12 from the 11-yard line. The junior, Caleb McCavitt, number 42. Fullback trap. Kyle Minder all over the fullback Harrison. Got it out to the 15-yard line. That's a pickup of four, but it'll be third down and eight coming up for Quincy. In for Lumen on defense, Austin Maynard for Brogan Sullivan. Third down and eight. Rolling and sack. Lumen has a quarterback back at the 10-yard line. Ethan Miller was in there. Host of Titans all over the quarterback. He didn't have a chance. McCavitt turned around. He had three green jerseys on top of him. He never had a chance to get rid of the football. And they will now kick from out of their end zone. With Purvis. Good kick. Lumen fumbles it. I think they got it back. It was Nick Thomas at the 45-yard line.
Thomas called for the fair catch and recovered the fumble. First and 10 for the Titans at the 45-yard line of Quincy.
Thomas took a pretty good shot as he tried to recover that ball. He got drilled. That will teach you to catch it. You take a hit like that. 45-yard line here for Lumen. Starters still out there for the most part. From the 45, Kucha back to throw. Throws, and a whistle. Procedure call against the Titans. Only downer here tonight, all the flags here on Lumen in the first half. And Thomas comes in off the bench. For Sam Bear. First and 15. Lumen was throwing the ball again. You might as well work on that tonight. Up the middle. Kyle Mender runs right over about five tacklers, and he's got a first down at the 28-yard line. Mender running roughshod over a bunch of Orioles. Wow. And we have a Quincy player down at the 28. And an injury timeout here. Exactly 9 minutes to go, 27-0. And Lumen threatening again here. Player shaken up. Looks like Tyler Butler. And he's limping off very slowly. Lumen has a first down at the Quincy 28-yard line. Fire up that clock. 8:55 to go in the first half. World Series will be getting underway in about a half hour. Catch that on the network. Kucha throws, touchdown.
Touchdown pass to Sammy Meisner.
Sammy Meisner with the catch. And Lumen, that will not count. Another personal foul penalty on Lumen. This has really been atrocious here in the first half for the Titans. Herb wants an explanation. They're going to count the touchdown. Maybe that it was after the play, evidently.
Dead ball, personal foul against Lumen Christie.
The official waited 10 minutes to signal a touchdown.
Colleen McDonald attempting the extra point.
And Colleen O'Donnell out for the extra. And that one is good. 34-0. So the pass to Meisner counted. And Lumen will have to, apparently that 15 yards is going to be marched off on this kickoff. Kind of bizarre, whatever happened there. But even more bizarre, Lumen had three receivers down at the goal line, and Quincy had one defender there. And that was William Dunn. And he had to pick somebody to try to cover. And Kucha threw a strike to Meisner right at the goal line for the touchdown. And it's 34-0. So Lumen kicks from their 25-yard line. White drills it down there, and it's picked up and bobbled at the 20. That's Rule, and he'll get it out to a 28-29-yard line for the Orioles. Nick Thomas on the stop for Lumen on the kick team. Collector Zone, American Title, County National Bank, Protection Center, Elrose Steel, Ray Snell, Exit Realty, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, part of our group here tonight on WKHM. Quincy from the 29-yard line. With the first down, they run a jet sweep. Ouch, Rule got hit. back at the 28-yard line, and there's no blockers there, and there's five gold helmets. Nick Thomas, Kyle Mender, Hunter Denton's in there now on defense for Lumen. Dayton Keller's playing D. Here's a pass out here, caught. Ball was loose, but that forward progress was stopped out at the about the 37-yard line. It'll give Quincy a shot at a first down, third down and two. World Series tonight on ESPN 101.9 FM. Third down and two. And we have a timeout, Quincy. We'll take a quick break, 30 break. Lumen 34-0 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hillsdale has scored in our K105.3 game, 7-6, Michigan Center. Third down and two. There's another flag. It looks like Quincy squeezed out a first down out near the 40. I haven't seen this many flags all year, and there's a flag a minute here. Another personal foul. This one's face mask on Lumen. That's got to be 5 15-yarders here in the first half. After one, Hudson leads Clinton 8-0. Halfway through the second quarter, Monroe St. Mary clobbering Addison 23-6. And Harper Creek has a 14-0 lead over Coldwater midway in the second quarter there, unbeaten Harper. Play action, back to pass. Good move by the quarterback. Now he's sacked. That was Logan Miner on the sack for Lumen Christi. At the 48-yard line. Again, there was a 15-yard walk-off on the face mask. The line of scrimmage is Lumen 46. That was a loss of about 6 yards. McCavitt back to throw, and he throws long. Got a man out there, and it's knocked away beautifully. Good coverage by Walker Plate. Plate got his head turned around, did a nice job on Bryce Rule, who initially got behind Plate, but Plate recovered nicely, got his head turned around, and knocked that pass away. And that'll bring up a third and 16. 6:26 to go in the first half. Third and very long here for Quincy. And they're back to pass, forget it. Lumen blitzes off the corner. That was Nick Thomas, and McCavitt never had a chance. And he got clobbered back at the 43-yard line. Wow. This is a save the equipment special right now. 34, and Quincy going backwards. Kick by Purvis, and Lumen just lets it trickle out of bounds, 25-yard line. Quick break, 30 break, right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or a free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen has some of the shock troops in there right now, or the backups, and Joe Barrett at quarterback just lost about 4 yards as he tried to roll out. Rare negative play for the Titans, second and 14. Looks like they have backup linemen in there. They pitch it. And the ball carrier, not much, a couple of yards for Gio Siciliano.
Third down. And 11.
Third and 11 here for Lumen. 4:40 to go. Blissfield has just scored at the half. They lead Napoleon 7-0. Montague 27. Lakeview nothing. 4 minutes to go, first half. Zeeland West stunning Zeeland East. 20-7 right now. Barrett flips one out. He's got a man wide open for a first down out over the 40-yard line. Noah Page on the reception for the Titans. Good job by Barrett. He had a little pressure there on him and was able to flick it out in the flat. And Page was wide open, and he rolled it up over the 40-yard line for a first down with 4 minutes to go till halftime here. Again, Columbia, last check, 7-0 over Ecorse. On first down, they slip it up the middle for nothing. Maybe a foot. Sam Bear was a carrier there for zero, second and 10. Just joining us, about 3 minutes to go here in the first half, 34-0. Barrett rolling right, looking, flips it out, caught. And Siciliano tackled by the 50-yard line. He just simply tripped and fell down. They'll mark it back to about the 49. Lumen has a third and two. And Barrett gets a play from Herb Brogan. Third down. They fumble the snap, late handoff. Looks like they are at least close to the first down. But Barrett's knee went down back at the 48, so Lumen will have a fourth down and three. And they're not going to kick here with 2 minutes to go in the half. Try to get the yardage here. Yeah, they tried to bark him offside. What do we have? Legal procedure against Lumen. So Lumen will kick now on fourth and about 7 or 8.
We go fourth and 7 for the Titans.
Michigan center Hillsdale, last check, that was 7-6. Center leading Hillsdale that game right now, K105.3. With Steve Boyle and the mayor, Jason Smith. Kick by Cam White is a good one. Run back to the 20, and about 9 Titans are on the ball carrier. And that was the quarterback, Caleb McCavitt. And they'll spot him around the 20-yard line. 94 seconds left until halftime. Hey, we talked to Wes Gall earlier today, the outgoing coach at Manchester. We'll air that tonight at halftime, our conversation with retiring Manchester coach Wes Gall. And this week in high school sports with John Johnson. Gibson carries for about a yard or so. Not much. Lumen's got mostly backups in there on defense. Maybe a couple starters. Brogan Sullivan's out there at the nose. Ethan Miller's still in there. And Dayton Keller. They have a whole new group of linebackers on second down and 9. Fullback trap, and they trap it out to about the 29-yard line. Clock runs 35 seconds.
Brandon Harris, the ball carrier. Third down and about 2 for Quincy.
Joe Barrett's out there on defense. Brendan Doan. Noah Page. Third and a deuce. Second back through. They get the first down by about a yard. However, 6 seconds left in the half. O'clock at WKHM Jackson. And we are at halftime. And Quincy just let the clock run out. And we are at halftime. 34-0. Take just a 1 minute break. We'll come right back. We'll set you up here, see if we have any further out-of-town scores. 34-0. Right back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of 5 children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
34-0 here, Lumen Christie. Let's get you a quick update on some of the out-of-towners. K105-3, Michigan Center 7, Hillsdale 7 at the half. They've got a good one going there. Western and Hazlitt are 14-14. Millington Hemlock are scoreless. Monroe St. Mary 23. Addison has scored 14. Canton 20. Saline 7. Coldwater has tied Harper Creek 14-14. And Columbia Central 10-0 lead over Ecorse, that game out in Brooklyn. The last check we had on Napoleon, they were trailing Blissfield by a touchdown. We're 34-0 here. Again, earlier today we had a chance to talk with the outgoing head football coach at Manchester, Wes Gall.
Legendary Manchester head football coach Wes Gall recently announced he is stepping away from football after some 30 years of coaching. That really turned Manchester into one of the best small school programs in the state of Michigan. Wes joins us from his plush office over at Manchester High School. How you doing, Wes?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Can you tell us about your decision? And I'm sure it was not an easy one.
Well, I think the thing is I'm getting close to retirement age to begin with, and I've had a great run here at Manchester. I had great support, so I'm thinking it's time to turn the program over to somebody who is a little bit younger and has the energy to work with these young men. So, yeah, it was a tough decision. I always would like to go out on a great year. This was a good year for us, I think. We didn't quite get where we wanted to go, but I enjoy working with this group of young men, and I had a lot of fun with them.
Well, what a program. I mean, you made the playoffs 20 years, Wes. That's quite a feather for that program.
Yeah, we've been really successful both in the conference and in the state playoffs. And that's one of our goals every year is to make it into the playoffs and, of course, try to win the conference championship. So, and kids responded very well. They've worked very hard, and it's been really good to have great parent support and also the athletes being able to share themselves with their other sports and make football one of their passions.
Yeah, football became, still is, but certainly became an important part of the community over there, didn't it?
Well, as we look at the history, I think we are just about where we've always been. We have a pretty good historian over here, so he keeps reminding me how things are going, and so I stepped in a situation where, you know, Jim Fielder was my mentor, and he had good success, and I was lucky to have the good support and the coaches that I had for assistance that they did a great job and had great passion to work as hard as I worked.
Yeah, countless great names and a lot of the same names and same families.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of young men whose fathers and grandfathers played here at Manchester, and
We've had some that have gone outside the community. It was kind of tough this year. Napoleon, we have one of our former young men playing, his son's playing over there, and I have three of them on the Grass Lake team as former players for Manchester. Their sons are playing. So we're sharing that wealth with other communities now.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's the way it happens, but some great years there, and you developed, speaking of Grass Lake, that's been one of the great rivalries here the past decade or so.
Yes. I think that began back maybe before Jim Fielder and Joe Bechtel were coaching against each other, but they were pretty good friends, and that rivalry has continued today. I've become real good friends with their head coach, Randy Cole. A lot of respect for their kids and their program, and it's been always been fun to line up against them. So some pretty good classic games there in the mid-90s and the 2000s.
You going to know what to do when football rolls around next year?
I have a plan. I don't know if that plan will be stuck to. I plan on going to select games that are supposed to be pretty good games to see other communities play. You don't get to see that so much until playoff time, and then you get to do it. But I would like to see some of those early games in the season that are traditional rivals. So that's the plan right now. Whether my wife lets me do that, I don't know.
Well, they've got some tough shoes to fill over there.
Well, I appreciate that thought, but I think we got a couple young men on staff who I hope apply for the position, and they got the history and background of the program, so I would hope that they would think about stepping forward and applying.
Well, great job over there, Wes, and you'll certainly be missed over there and certainly in the Cascades Conference.
I've enjoyed my time here at Manchester, and also the relationship with the other Cascade Conference schools. It's been great for the 30 years as a head coach, and the other 13 as an assistant.
Well, we appreciate the visit. Good luck. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, and have a great day yourself.
Wes Gall was stepping down after 30-odd years over at Manchester, 20 years in the playoffs. Pretty good record.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Weighty issue, don't lose your hat, and rocking the record book. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. A year ago, when Pinckney's football team was on a run to the playoffs, its biggest player, literally, Marcus Ford, was riding the bench. Now, most 6'5", 400-pound linemen would be out there mixing it up and enjoying the ride, but Marcus wasn't. He took a day off from everything, turned his attitude around, and made some big changes to his work ethic and diet.
I didn't like the muffin cap hanging down when I looked in the mirror and I got home. Yeah. I didn't like my stomach hanging over. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cut most pops out and cut out all the junk, which for the most part I did, and I need to start eating healthier and less of it.
This year, he's a force on defense, usually occupying two blockers at a time and rarely coming out of the game. Pinckney opens the football playoffs Friday, hosting Livonia Churchill. You can read more about Marcus Ford on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brimley sophomore Austin Plotkin, the only repeat champion at the Upper Peninsula Cross Country Finals last weekend, where his team also claimed top honors in Division III. And the girls' golf team at Macomb Lutheran North, which moved up in class to win a second straight Lower Peninsula title last weekend, this time in Division III. What you drink is as important as what you eat. Water, 100% juice, and low-fat or fat-free milk are great options to choose from. Stay in the game. Stay hydrated. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
All rule changes in the game of football at all levels over the past decade have been geared mainly to improve player safety. One of the rules that has come recently deals with players and their helmet. Whenever during the course of play, a player's helmet comes off during the down, that player must leave the game for a minimum of one play for an evaluation to take place to make sure that no possible concussion or head injury has taken place. Plus, when that helmet comes off a player, we treat that just like an injury situation, to where even a timeout can't buy that player back into the game to make sure that the proper evaluation has taken place.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. The MHSAA record books have come a long way in the past 20 years, expanded from a short list of mostly records set in state tournament final competition, which took up six pages in our old book of champions, to becoming one of the most popular features of the MHSAA website, where you can get lost for hours reviewing great names, great teams, and great performances. It was a leap of faith. The late, great Dick Kishbaugh, the original MHSAA historian, wanted to maintain the integrity of the record book with things that could only absolutely be documented. Wins and losses, touchdowns, points scored, and the like. But then a group of three, spearheaded by heir apparent historian Ron Pesch, meeting in an old watering hole in Muskegon one summer's night in the mid-90s, set aside Kishbaugh's reservations, and the records book boom started. Some categories were easy to accumulate data for. Some were made up as we went along by hanging a pretty good performance out there and letting that become the target for others to hit. And the book is always a work in progress as old performances are uncovered and new performances take place. If you have something worthy of consideration, you could find out how to submit an application from any record book page on the MHSAA website. You can catch live streaming video of four football playoff games every week during the first four rounds of action on the Prep Zone on the FoxSportsDetroit.com website and on Fox Sports Go. One game will also stream every week live on the Fox Sports Detroit Facebook page. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
The Craft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Craft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Lumen Christi. 34-0 here at halftime. Two teams have just trickled back to the field. Get you some out-of-town scores here. Water Valete. Lumen could see them in a couple weeks. 14-0 over Schoolcraft. That's at the half. Water Valete 14, Schoolcraft nothing. Maple City, Glen Lake. Wow, this is a shocker. 21-0 over Boyne City. Grand Rapids West Catholic is drilling Berrien Springs, 31-0. Parchment, a team that lost opening week to Quincy, they're getting pummeled by Delton Kellogg, 29-0. Montague, no problem with Lakeview, 27-0. Rockford hammering Grand Ledge, 23-0. East Grand Rapids losing to Cedar Springs. That would be a shocker, 33-28. And East Lansing hammering Tecumseh, 21-0. Last score we had from Brooklyn, Columbia, 10-0 over Ecorse. Coldwater rallied with two touchdowns. They've tied Harper Creek, 14-14. Monroe St. Mary, 23-14. Over Addison in our K-105 game. Michigan Center Hillsdale are 7-7 at the half. First half here tonight, Troy Kucha hit 6 of 7. He had a couple pass receptions called back. 6 of 7, 126 yards, and two touchdowns. Sebastian Tolan, an outrageous 7 carries for 153 yards. I'll let you do the math there. Kyle Minder just carried it twice for 23. Dayton Keller caught two passes for 38 and a catch apiece for Tolan, Cam White, Kyle Minder, Noah Page, Gio Siciliano. And let's take a 30 break. We'll come back, second half kickoff. 34-0 Lumen on WKHM, WKHM.com.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Right now through October 23rd programs. Register your child now for bus in, after school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tom Ratchford under the weather tonight, GOC with you from Lumen Christi. Ratch should recover in time for the Notre Dame game tomorrow, I'm thinking. Probably. Quincy will kick off to Lumen. Could be a fast clock here in the second half. Back deep for the Titans. Looks like Plate. And Thomas was back earlier. That does not look like Thomas. And it is not. Brock Fitzpatrick on the run back loose, 40, 45. He's up near midfield. He's across midfield. Terrific return by Brock Fitzpatrick, junior wide receiver. He's all the way to the Quincy 47-yard line. Just about a 40-yard return. And the Titans in business here. Kucha at QB. No, it's Barrett. And 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Siciliano. Goes all the way, 47 yards. Holy smokes, that didn't take long. 23 seconds. Here in the half, we had a kick return of 40 yards. And the first running play goes 47. I think Quincy is excited about basketball season. Extra point, we have a new kicker. We're even getting backup kickers in tonight. Ooh, booms it through. See if I can find out who that kicker was. That was Kevin Salazar. And he is up from the JV squad. How come that clock's not running? It's 41-0. That clock should never stop here. Lumen will kick off. I'm not even watching the game anymore. I'm watching the clock. Oh. So Lumen will be back here next week. They'll be hosting either Michigan Center or Hillsdale. That's just a, you know, prediction. I hate to stick my neck out. Salazar will kick off. That was an impressive extra point by the sophomore. This kick is high, short, taken at the 20. 25, 30, 33-yard line. Pretty good hit there. 31 for Lumen, Alex Rogers.
Harrison with the return brought down by Alex Rogers. First and 10 for the Orioles. At their 33-yard line.
And the Orioles. Out at the 33, let's see, Lumen has pretty much a backup group or some backup players in anyway. Their whole linebacking core, they're trying to turn the corner with Rule, and he does, gets down the sideline for a rare positive game. Hampton runs him out of bounds, Basil Hampton. Lumen has 15, 16, 17 players up from the JV team that will be dressing for the rest of the year, and some of them are on the field as we speak. McCavitt, that fullback trap, and they get a few yards, and there's a scrum at about the 46-yard line. And Joe Williams shuttling in players on defense. Sullivan comes out. Brogan Sullivan and Logan Miner out. Second and 7. Quincy came in at 5-4. Lumen jumps offside.
Outside against the Titans.
And that'll give Quincy a free 5 yards.
Second down and 3.
9:30. 9:29. 9:28. Quincy will get a first down here. That's Ryan Gibson, chased out of bounds at the Lumen 38-yard line. So Quincy may have a chance to score in this game on the backup group here. But they need a bunch of them. They're down by 41. That full boat in the backfield, first back through. The fullback got some good yardage down to the 32. That was Purvis that time, and he picked up 6. Second and 4. starting fullback must have been maybe shaken up. They try to run outside with Rule. And he cuts back. Looks like he has a first down. He trickles inside the 30 to around the 28-yard line. Noah Page was there for Lumen.
Third down and one. 4.3.
Nope, no first down, third and a yard. From the 29, and they get the first down.
Bryce Rule, the ball carrier, came up for the first down for the Orioles.
Brendan Doan made the stop for Lumen.
Brendan Doan, Hunter Dutton on the stop for the Titans.
And the clock runs with 7:15.
Aaron Garrison is the game for the Titans.
And it's a first down from the 26. Lumen jumps offside again. That was big. Caleb Garrison that time jumped offside. Free 5 yards. And Garrison gets a seat on the bench with Joe Williams. Ian Williams out there on defense.
Ryan Gibson.
There was a fumble. Officials aren't going to give that to Lumen.
Patrick Lucas on the spot. Second down and three, 4.3.
Pickup of 7 there. Late fumble. And Quincy has it at the 19-yard line. McCavitt pitches the other way. Looked like a hold, no call. Play has run out of bounds. It looks like a first down. Clock will continue to run, though, because it's 41-0. Yard line, that's a first down for Quincy. They are due to fumble here, however. Yeah, Lumen missed a tackle there. And that was Rule that got it down about the 10-yard line. Be a pickup of 3. Jared Bolt in. Noah Page out. Full house in the backfield. They shift out of that. Fullback trap up the middle. Down near the goal line. They'll mark them down at about the 2-yard line. That's going to be first and goal from the 2 for the Quincy's. With 4:40 to go here in the third. That was Purvis that ran it down there. And they rumble in Purvis for the touchdown. That fullback trap, little quick handoff, has really been there. They haven't had many good plays, but that's been their best play tonight. And they went the final 2 yards there, and the clock stopped dead here with 4:18 to go in the third, 41-6. People up here in the press box praying for a shank here on this kick, including me. I'm leading that prayer. Oh, they dropped the snap. You're kidding. Oh, and they throw for 2. Guy wide open. Big William Dunn. is standing in the end zone. So Quincy, against the backup defense, rolls down the field. And they get on the board. Quick break, 30 break. We're right back. WKHM, WKHM.com.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Purvis kicking off here for the Orioles. Kicks it deep. And the run back, Fitzpatrick. 30, 40. Boy, he's quick. Right up the sideline, he got to the 47-yard line. That's about a 35-yard run back. Brock Fitzpatrick. And Joe Barrett out for Lumen. Siciliano gets about a yard this time.
Evan Coon with the tackle. Gained about 2 yards.
Now they gave him two out to the 49. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, on the Sports Saturday program for Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road, Polly's Country Markets, total bottom line savings at Polly's. Lumen's top offensive. Here's another flag. Lumen's top offensive unit was out of the game with about 4 minutes to go in the first half.
Second and 13 for the Titans.
And despite the route here, the Titans will have to clean up the penalty mess here tonight. They have had a bundle. And now it's second and 14. Barrett throws it out here in the flat. It's caught. 50. Missed a tackle. 40. 30. Down to the 25-yard line. Brandon Johnson. Johnson did a nice job. He got that tackler to go to his hands and knees and beg for mercy. Then he ran down the sideline. Clock running and Lumen at the Quincy 25. And Barrett, the quarterback, slips it off to number 40.
Chandler Butler on the stop for Quincy.
Who do you got for 40, Greg? Johnny Teachout. Did not make my media guide. Got about three there. They pitched to Siciliano. He cuts it back. He's got first down inside the 15. Nice running by Gio Siciliano.
The There's the Cabot on the stop.
Clock runs with the buck 40, 41-8. Brother. 14 yard line. And they slip it off. Pretty good running room there. Was that Page?
Noah Page.
Down to around the 7 or 8 yard line. See where they spot it? Right at the 7. Good run. Seven solid yards on first down. Lumen gave Quincy a little of their own medicine there with that little quick fullback handoff right off the Garden Center. 40 seconds left in the third. Barrett calls the play, keeps it. Cuts back, touchdown.
Touchdown.
Nice run by Joe Barrett, the backup QB. Fake the handoff, kept it. Sheds a tackler at about the 2 yard line, spins into the end zone. 47-8. My math's not very good, but that's a running clock again. Salazar out to kick. And I believe that's Kucha on the hold. He gets it down. Booms it through. Good leg for Salazar. 48-8. 40-point cushion for Lumen. We are back in a minute on 970, 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Right now through October 23rd, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
The real estate market is moving at a feverish pace. This is Ray Snell with Exit Realty First. If you're considering putting your home on the market, I've only got one question for you. What are you waiting for? Buyers are consistently offering at or above listing price for the home of their dreams. Is your home someone else's dream home? I'll market your home and return your calls and look out for your best interests throughout the entire process. I'm Ray Snell with Exit Realty First. Call me today at 517-474-0048.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Quincy runs the kickoff back to the 23-yard line. Oh, and that ends the quarter. Out of town board. They're in the fourth quarter over at Michigan Center. They're all tied at 7. Michigan Center Hillsdale tied at 7. And they're into the fourth quarter. Napoleon losing 13-0 to Blissfield. They're 4 minutes into the third quarter there. A couple of the latest scores we have acquired. Wow, Maple City, Glen Lake, 21-0 over unbeaten Boyne City in Division 6. Montague, all eyes on them. 27-0 over Lakeview. That game in the third. Quincy has a first down. when we start the fourth, 23-yard line. They tried to start with 10 players. Now they run somebody out. It's the fullback, Purvis. Oh, big play. Big hit in the backfield. Carter Reynolds with the play defensively. 5-6 yard loss. Back between the 17 and 18 yard line. Quincy did score a touchdown in the third. They were down 34-0 at halftime. Fullback trap. They get it up to about the 20. 21-yard line. That'll be a pickup of three. Third down and a dozen.
Carter Reynolds with another tackle on the last play.
11 to go here in the football game. Lumen will be back here next Friday night and take on the victor of that Hillsdale Center game. That's 7-7. Oh, they pitch it out. The quarterback was down. Knee down, back at the 17-yard line. Well, it's been a long night for Caleb McCavitt. I don't know if a Lumen defender knocked him down or if his own man drilled him.
Third down for Quincy.
And Quincy will kick here. Lumen has nobody back to receive it on fourth down. And that hits and rolls dead at about the 36-yard line. And the clock runs, 9:50. And I think both teams will be very pleased when that clock runs dry here.
Ian Moore and Ben Cooper.
Quincy can work on their free throws and Lumen get ready for next week. The Titans have suffered a terrible injury here tonight. Luke Stanton injured on the very first play of the game tonight. And the initial diagnosis, talking to his dad here at halftime, was a torn ACL. That's yet to be determined, but that was the initial prognosis, and Stanton has just been a terrific player for the last 2 years for Lumen. And that is the biggest disappointment of the evening. Titans have a second down from the 39-yard line. Second and 8 with Joe Barrett. In fact, they now have a new quarterback in. And there's a running play out to the 45-yard line. Adam Callahar, number 3 quarterback. And the running back. Basil Hampton. Kind of clotheslined at the 45-yard line. GOC, no ranch tonight. Coldwater has taken the lead over Harper Creek, 21-14. Ithaca, 21, Byron, nothing. Napoleon has just scored right at the end of the third, so it's Blissfield 13 and Napoleon 7 as they're rolling into the fourth quarter there. Here we have the number 3 quarterback, Adam Callahar. engineering a first down for Lumen at the 47-yard line. He hands it off, up back, rumbles for about 5 yards. Johnny Teach out. Everybody plays tonight. Wallace Gilbert has just trickled in off the bench. Oh, and he's got the ball, and he's about a yard short of a first down. He almost missed the handoff. He had to go back and get it and got 4 yards. Wallace Gilbert, or Wallace Gilbert for our French-speaking audience. Third down and a yard. Back third and less than a yard, and Kalahar gets it first down. While Gilbert just clocked a kid after the play. And with this officiating crew, I'm shocked the guy didn't throw a flag. First down, they might want to get out of here now too. 5:40 to go. Ball's at the 41-yard line. First down.
Gilbert with the carry.
Gilbert on the carry. And he picks up about 3. Ball's at the 38. Lumen just trying to run the clock out here. They're doing a pretty good job of it. 4:55 to go. They lead 48-8. You know they don't want to score again. No, fumble. And Quincy's got it. Very awkward looking play.
Anthony Davis on the recovery.
Kellar's pitch was dropped by Hampton. And Hampton could not scramble back and recover that. And Quincy gets it at about the 45-yard line. So about 4 minutes left. McCavitt's still in there. Good play by the backups there as they topple that ball carrier after about a yard.
Santee with the ball carrier.
Highlight for Quincy was the first play of the game. They ran 22 yards. I don't know if they have 22 since then. They don't have many. Certainly not against the number one defense. They have gotten some yards here against the third string. This running play to the Lumen 48-yard line. Third down about 4 for Quincy. Clock down to 3 minutes.
Come on, defense!
McCavitt still in there at quarterback. Oh, come on. Lumen offsides, lined up offsides. And that will give Quincy a first down. This has been a flag-happy group here tonight. Slip it off to the fullback. loose into the secondary and down to the 20. In fact, inside the 20. Brock Fitzpatrick's maybe saved a touchdown there. 2:15 left.
Brody Dalton, Connor Fitzpatrick out of the game for the Titans.
Michigan center has just kicked a field goal with 10:50.
Encroachment against the Titans.
With 6:22 to go, Michigan center has kicked a field goal and taken a 10-7 lead over Hillsdale. Throw one into the end zone here for Big William Dunn, incomplete. The pylon. So Quincy trying to put one on the board here. We have 1:25 to go. Second down, the football at about the 14-yard line. They throw one out in the flat. It's caught. That'll be a first down just inside the 10. Quincy takes a timeout. That should be illegal in this game. They take a break. We'll take one, too. A minute break. We'll come back 48-8. All Lumen. They've got a dandy, though, on K105.3. Center has kicked a field goal with 6 minutes left. 10-7 lead over Hillsdale. We're back in a minute here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, Quincy has just scored a touchdown. Joel Rush rushed one in from about 10 yards. Extra point by Purvis is good. And we are 48-15 with a minute left. 48-15. 1 minute to go in this one. Again, we've got the World Series on for you. ESPN 101.9 FM presently. And the end of the Michigan center game with Hillsdale, 10-7 center. Should be about 5 minutes to go in that game. K105.3. Quincy kicking off. We have a minute left here. Lumen should take about two knees and end the game. Low kick, Lumen drops on it. Adam Callahar.
Brandon Wilson recovered the kickoff. 1:28, first and 10 for the Titans.
Lumen did get some valuable playing time for a lot of their backups here tonight. And it looks like they'll have to do a little revamping in their secondary with the injury to Luke Stanton. Ball's at the 38. Quincy will finish the year at 5-5. Quincy has taken a timeout. A shocking development here. Activity tonight on 970 brought to you in part by Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, Jackson Y, Denny's Restaurant, Collector's Zone, Inside Peterson Jewelers, American Title Company, Downtown County National Bank, Lumen in the victory formation, and they will simply take a knee here with 55 seconds. And I think one more will do it. So it's going to be 48-15, the final. Adam Kalahar waiting. And he takes a knee, and that's the ball game. So Lumen wins here easily, as expected. Not much resistance here tonight as they whip Quincy 48-15. 1 minute break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Lumen on WKHM, WKHM.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Ford Edge AWD, stock number 50070. Easy plan lease, $229 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With competitive conquest bonus cash. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires October 31st, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC back here at Lumen. 48-15 the final, and they'll be right back here next week in a round two playoff tilt with either Michigan Center or Hillsdale. See if we have anything, any further developments there. Nothing new on that one. They were tied at the end of 3-7-7. Center kicked a field goal with 6:20 to go. Take a 10-7 lead. There are some pretty interesting scores around the state. Couple upsets. And we'll have them all for you tomorrow on the Sports Saturday program. Here tonight, all Lumen. Got a bit of a shock to start the game. Quincy had two big plays to start the game, and really that was it. And probably the biggest development in this game, Luke Stanton, their outstanding defensive back, was injured and seems to be seriously on the very first play of the game. And again, talking to his dad at halftime, they felt likely a torn ACL. something with the knee, and he ended up leaving here on crutches after receiving medical attention. Oh, 48-15 here, and our Subway Sub Shop player of the game for Lumen is their fine center, Ben Pelletier. Subway Sub Shop player of the game for Lumen Christie. Again, all the scores tomorrow morning. And if you want to catch the end of that center game right now, K105.3 World Series, ESPN 101.9 FM. For Craig Konopacki, Tom Adler, Greg Putra, GOC, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.